For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Retired Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath announced this week that she'll challenge Mitch McConnell in next year's race for U.S. Senate, but the launch had a rocky start. Gene West from member station WFPL talked to Ryland Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Ryland, remind us now who Amy McGrath is.
So Amy McGrath is running for Senate. She's a retired fighter pilot. She grew up in northern Kentucky near Covington, had a long career in the military. Actually, she became the first woman to fly an F-18 fighter jet into combat. Last year, she ran for Congress in Kentucky's 6th congressional district. That's the one that includes Lexington and Richmond and Georgetown. And she lost by about 3 points to Republican Congressman Andy Barr.
That's an impressive background. So now she's running against Mitch McConnell. What's her pitch been so far?
Yeah, so there's a big difference between a congressional race and a Senate race. This is statewide, a little more conservative than the 6th district alone. And her big first interview on MSNBC's Morning Joe, she did something that few Democrats have tried to do. She said Kentuckians voted in favor of Trump during the 2016 election because they wanted to drain the swamp and because he promised to bring back jobs and lower drug prices.
Who stops the president from doing these things? Well, Mitch McConnell. And I think that that's really important, and that's going to be, you know, my message, that the things that Kentuckians voted for Trump for are not being done. He's not able to get it done because of Senator McConnell.
Okay, so it sounds like she's in favor of Donald Trump.
Yeah, almost, right? She's not just coming out and saying, I love Donald Trump or anything, but she's trying to make this case that McConnell is getting in the way of what Kentuckians want, which are all these things that Donald Trump claimed he would do.
And she came out saying she would have voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, she did. And then she retracted it. This was a pretty spectacular reversal. On Wednesday, McGrath had these one-on-one interviews with the Courier-Journal and Insider Louisville. She told both of them that she would have voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court and that he was qualified. Kavanaugh's confirmation, of course, was the subject of massive protests last year after allegations surfaced that he had sexually assaulted a classmate when they were in high school. Anyway, McGrath's comments drew some pretty immediate backlash from her supporters, and within hours, she retracted her statement, saying that upon further reflection and further understanding of his record, she would have voted against the confirmation.
You know, it could be a bumpy rollout for her.
For sure. Granted, there's still just about a year and a half until the election, and that's just about a millennium in campaign world, but this is probably going to be a thing that sticks in some people's minds, and this definitely opens the door a bit wider for another Democrat hoping to hop in the race, see if they can make for a more interesting primary election.
Okay, so what's the latest on the special session?
Yeah, I like how we have a segment every week where we talk about whether
update.
Or not there's going to be a special session. So the latest rumor is that Bevin will call it for next Friday. That's July 19th. One of the Republican leaders in the House of Representatives says that there's a narrow window when there will be enough lawmakers around to vote in favor of Bevin's proposal to deal with these surging pension payments currently being experienced by regional universities and small state agencies. But from what I can tell, it's still a pretty tight margin that Bevin is dealing with. He might have just enough votes to get this thing passed, and then there's some people who are on the fence, and he really doesn't want to call a special session just to have this thing blow up in his face.
Do the Democrats have their own proposal for how to deal with the pension?
Yeah, so they unveiled a new proposal this week. They want to shift some money over from the retiree health insurance fund and roll back some of the Bevin administration's conservative assumptions for investments and payroll growth. Republicans are already criticizing it, and of course, since Republicans have supermajorities in the legislature, they don't really feel the need to listen to Democrats very much.
Okay, Ryland, thanks so much. We've been talking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.